Well, President Donald Trump traveled to state of Missouri on Wednesday, and he traveled to St. Charles County, which is in Congressman Blaine Lutkemeyer's congressional district. It's also in the senatorial district of State Senator Bill Igel, William Igel, who is a freshman Republican from St. Charles. Senator, thanks so much for joining us. Your thoughts on the president coming to your district, coming to St. Charles Convention Center to deliver this speech? It was carried by all the networks. I watched every single network on the cable networks carry that thing live in its entirety. Pretty big speech.
Well, obviously, we're very excited. First of all, anytime you get a presidential visit, that's important for the community to welcome the president and hear his message. And certainly when that message is also about tax reform, that's something that I'm very passionate about. In fact, this builds on a trip that I had taken to the White House just a couple weeks ago to talk about the state tax reform plan that we're going to be pre-filing at the end of this week. And it was very well received. And so you can imagine how excited I was when I found out just a few days later that the president himself was going to actually be in my Senate district to stump for federal tax reform.
Can you talk, and we'll get to the president in just a moment, can you give us a sneak peek, a little preview of what you intend to file at the state level?
Yeah, you bet. It's going to be, well, first of all, it's going to be the largest tax cut that's been seen in Missouri in generations. It's going to lower rates for everybody on the individual side. So if you're a working or middle-class family and you're paying taxes at the bottom four income brackets in the state of Missouri, we're going to completely eliminate the tax on those amounts of income. If you're a small business owner and you're in the higher bracket, then we're going to reduce the high bracket in Missouri from 5.9% down to 4.8%. So it's a pretty big change in terms of rates. But on the other side of the scale, in order to pay for most of those cuts, we're also going to be streamlining the sales tax or the tax code. So we're going to be closing some of the deductions, including the federal income tax deduction. We're going to be closing some of the loopholes that larger corporations take advantage of. And it's going to be a good overall product, and I can't wait to get started.
Is it fair to say you're going to file that, pre-file it on Friday?
Absolutely. In fact, I'm in the process right now of having a conversation with a few House members because we'd like to see it filed in both chambers of the Assembly. See which can move faster.
Again, Senator Bill Igel is our guest. That's obviously that's a big development in itself here in Jefferson City. A couple quick questions. We'll let you go. The president today indicated, Senator, that he believes Senator McCaskill should. He said she should vote for this bill. Obviously, we don't know if she will. She's indicated she probably won't. What's your sense? Do you think the votes are in the U.S. Senate to pass it right now?
I think it's very close. When I was in Washington at the White House a couple weeks ago, White House officials that I met with there expressed a tremendous amount of optimism that this was indeed going to get done before the end of the year. We just heard, I think today, that Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin is going to support the measure. And so I think if they're not already over the line, they're very, very close. So I'm very optimistic. And I think the president's words encouraging Senator McCaskill to vote for this measure were well spoken.
Final question for you, and I'll open up to you. Just the fact that you have that St. Charles Convention Center in your district, as you and I talked off air, that was not there when I went to college at Lindenwood. It hadn't been built yet, but it's huge. I know St. Louis University for a few games have played over there. There's been college basketball games played in there. What has that meant for your district to have that facility so close to I-70? It's huge. It's a big, big facility.
Well, absolutely. It's a centerpiece. We're able to host a number of different events, whether it's trade shows, whether it's political rallies, you name it. But part of the reason that we're seeing and we're having the ability to put together pieces like the convention center is that our population's growing. And I like to say in the realm of geopolitics, if you have population growth, many other problems are automatically fixed. So more folks are bringing their ingenuity, they're bringing their innovation, they're bringing their investment capital. And so we're able to build an infrastructure here in St. Charles County that you don't get a chance to see in many other parts of the state and in many other parts of the country. So we're very proud of that, and that's a direct result of our government policies. We're a low-tax area. We keep government to a minimum, and I think that stands in contrast to places like the city of St. Louis or some of the other urban areas in the country that have gone a little bit different directions. So we're thrilled to have something, a venue that our culture, our society, our businesses can take advantage of, like the convention center, and it was on full display today.
And the county continues to grow, and it's off the charts, the growth in St. Charles County. Every year, it continues to grow.
Yep, absolutely. We're the fastest growing area of the state. Folks are continuing to leave the urban areas for low tax areas. I've been oftentimes, I'm a critic of a lot of the big government policies that we see, particularly in the city of St. Louis. And I think that people are voting agreement with me because they're moving to, they're voting with their feet and moving to areas like St. Charles that do have more business-friendly policies, that have a lower tax environment. That's the thrust of not just President Trump's federal tax cut plan, but also the thrust of my state tax cut plan. We want to have less government intruding into businesses and individuals. And if we do that, then people are naturally going to gravitate towards that and growth will follow.
Anything you'd like to add, sir?
We're just, it was a good day. I would just say that it was a great day for St. Charles to have the president here. I welcome this discussion about tax reform, and I'm really looking forward to tying the federal reforms that are going to take place in Washington, D.C. to what we can do starting in January at the state level.